Blog Talk Radio.
These things just took over me. Just took over my whole body. Till I can't even see no more. I'm calling my black woman a bitch. I'm calling my peoples all kinds of things that they not. I'm lost, brother. Can you help me? Can you help me, brother? Please.
You see what we did? We lost the love. I'm talking about the love.
But brother, check this out. I still don't understand, man. I'm all high off this shit, man.
What I'm trying to say, my brother, why do we kill each other? Look at our children. What kind of a future?
This is the training that's going to be given to you
by the Wu.
Brother, the revolution!
It's time to rise. The best.
The revolution should be televised.
By every strong woman,
to the highest
you'll find a strong man. And by every strong man, you'll find a strong woman. The universe is not completed without the sun, moon, and stars. That's man, woman, and child. So all you fake ass niggas thinking you're gonna survive out here without your black woman, you're wrong. Attraction powers on the planet. We are the original man, the Asiatic black man, the maker, the owner, the cream of the planet Earth, father of civilization and god of the universe. The population was 17 million, with the 2 million Indians, making a total of 19 million, 4 billion, 400 million, all over the planet Earth. It's the time for the revolutionary war. That's the mental war. That's the battle between God and devil. Take the devil off your plane. Take him off your mental mentality. Take him off your brain.
From my mind.
Leave all the cigarettes and guns, the alcohol and everything. That's the mental devil that exists within your body. It's destroying and decaying your mind.
Take this chain.
The mind controls the body. Everything within must come out. Don't look towards the sky, cause there's no heaven above. Don't look down beneath your feet, there's no hell below. But heaven and hell are this within. Heaven is what you make it, and hell is what you go through.
There is only one God. There is only one faith. There is only one. One revolution, yeah.
At one time, it was told to me that man came from monkeys, that we were swinging from trees. I hardly can believe that unless I'm dumb, deaf, and blind.
Save the children.
You ever heard about the ape man? Has a beginning to him, and his ending is about to come.
Ooh, yeah. If you take one step, I will take one with you. Deepest sea.
It was 100% of us.
Save the children.
That came on the slave ships. 85% of our people was uncivilized. Poison animal eaters. They're slaves of mental death and power. They don't know who the true living God is, nor their origins in the world.
Save the children.
So they worship what they know not. And they're easily led in the wrong direction. Hard to be led in the right. And now you got the 10% who are the rich slave makers of the poor, who teach the poor lies and make the people believe that the almighty true living God is a spook in the sky and you can't see him with the physical eyes. They're also known as bloodsuckers of the poor. And then you got the 5% who are the poor righteous teachers who do not believe in the teachings of the 10%, who is all wise and know who the true and living God and teach that the true and living God is the supreme being, black man from Asia, otherwise known as civilized people, also Muslims and Muslim sons. Peace. We out.
Let's talk about it. The holistic art of war. Are you really ready for war? Tap in. Live on Ascended Mind / Blog Talk Radio. Call in at 515-605-9749. Live every Sunday at 3 p.m. Or listen online at blogtalkradio.com/Ascended Minds. Tap into the frequency.
If any other race in America, why do we have the highest diabetes rate? Why is this? Why do we have the highest high blood pressure rate? Why are we going blind at the highest rate of any other racial group? What's going on here? You say, well, maybe it has something to do with junk food. Just maybe. We don't know for sure. I'm just taking you down this trail. Just say, you don't know, I don't know, so let's make an investigation. It took a lot of science to build some pyramids. It wasn't just art, it was science. So let's just be scientific like our ancestors. Say, okay, I'm going to wake up in the morning and I'm going to cook an unborn chicken and I'm going to eat a chicken fetus, which you call an egg. Then I'm going to get 4 slices of a pig's ass, which you call bacon. Now you're eating pig's ass and a dead chicken fetus for breakfast. But all this makes sense to you. All of this makes sense. Now you say, well, I got to fry this stuff. I mean, really, you know, I got to fry this bacon. I got to fry these eggs. I got to fry this stuff. So you're getting down to some basic little fundamental research. You say, well, if I fry it and if I have some hash browns and the potatoes are made out of water and I learned in school that water and oil don't mix, so what happens when you mix water with oil and put it in your body? The body says, well, I'm either going to digest the oil or I'm going to digest the water, but I'm not going to do both of them. So the body heats up, tries to break down this oil, which it cannot break down because the oil was made at a temperature of 212 degrees Fahrenheit. And your body temperature is only at 98.6, so your body can't break down the oil. So it just gums up your cells, make them stick together. You know, then you get a false sense of energy from eating this hash browns, the chicken, if you're eating chicken. I'm calling it chicken, but you like to call it an egg. Let's just be real. It's a dead fetus of an unborn chicken. So you're eating unborn children, using your body as a cemetery, wondering what's going on. So you say, well, maybe my ancestors ate this stuff. So you look around and you look at the pictures and say, no, I don't see any pictures with this. A glass of milk. Now we got to heat up the milk because you don't want bacteria in it. So you heat it up over 212 degrees Fahrenheit. Now it becomes white plastic pus. So you got a glass of pus, 4 slices of a pig ass, a dead chicken fetus, some potatoes mixed with oil, and a glass of orange juice, cooked orange juice, which turns the sugar into orange juice, white sugar, which causes diabetes. Now, you eat all of this stuff together, which doesn't go together, but we were shown a picture in school with all of these foods together, and they told it was the food chart. We saw the eggs with the milk and the orange juice. You remember that picture? Oh, yes. You know who promoted that picture? The dairy company. They said, let us put the picture in the school. So we know that this picture is framed in your mind. You have been nutritionally miseducated. So now we're struggling to get away from this way of eating. So, well, what can I eat? I don't know what to eat. My master taught me to eat this in the morning. Now you're taking away this. What can I eat? So you say, well, let me be scientific and look around and see what nature has other animals eating in the morning. And we notice that animals don't eat heavy in the morning. Not a bird, not a monkey. They don't eat heavy in the morning. Not at all. When they eat heavy, it's around lunchtime, which means you should be eating your dinner at lunchtime because it gives you the whole day to process it. That should be your heaviest meal, lunch, not dinner. So you say, well, wait a minute. It's more to this than just that. I have a craving for this stuff. I am addicted to this food. I'm totally addicted to this food. And what has caused me to be addicted to this food is the food's ability to destroy melanin. That's how drugs work. If it doesn't work on the melanin, it is not a drug at all, according to Eli Lilly.
The Holistic Outer War is a blueprint for holistic warfare. Holistic warfare is exactly what it sounds like. Being prepared for war holistically, universally. Prepared for war from all angles, spiritually, mentally, and physically. Universal knowledge kills ignorance universally. Remember that. This show was created to inspire and motivate. Not just to inspire and motivate, but to inspire and motivate movement through application to higher vibration. We want to move to higher vibration, and we want to do that with knowledge and application, not ignorance and procrastination. This is about learning how to become the best you you can be, the real you that you were naturally designed to be, not the superficial you or the you that you were programmed to be. To know thyself is to know thy soul, and that's the only thing that's real in this world of illusions. This show is for high vibration conversation. On this show, we do not allow mental masturbation. The purpose of these conversations are for mental procreation, to produce and reproduce results using practical, applicable knowledge. We don't debate, we discuss to get solutions and results.
It's all love, all love. Only ripe vegetables, fresh fruit and whole wheat. I'm from the old school. My household smell like soul food, bruh. Curry falafel, barbecue tofu. No fish though, no candy bars, no cigarettes. Only ganja, fresh squeezed juice from oranges. Exercising daily to stay healthy. And I rarely drink water out the tap cause it's filthy.
Lentil soup is mental fruit and ginger root is good for the youth. Fresh vegetable with them Italian stew. Sweet yam fries with the green callaloo. Careful how you season and prepare your foods, cause you don't wanna lose vitamins and minerals, and that's a jewel. Life brings life, it's valuable. So I eat what comes from the ground, it's natural. Let your food be your medicine, no excedrin. Strictly herb generates from the sun, cause I got melanin and drink water. 8 glasses a day, cause that's what they say.
They say you are what you eat, so I strive to eat healthy. My goal in life is not to be rich or wealthy, cause true wealth comes from good health and wise ways. We got to start taking better care of ourselves. They say you are what you eat, so I strive to eat healthy. My goal in life is not to be rich or wealthy, cause true wealth comes from good health and wise ways. We got to start taking better care of ourselves. Be healthy, y'all.
Yeah, hold the fuck up, yo. Take this little intermission. Listen what the fuck we got to say, you know. World is born, son. Niggas been living foul for too long, you know what I'm saying? Smoking bogeys, fucking drinking all types of shit. Wailing out, not giving a fuck what they put in their bodies, son. You know what I'm saying? About time niggas start thinking about that shit, son. You know what I'm saying? That shit is fucking making us deteriorate, son. Word up, we gotta care about our little babies and shit, son. Niggas got kids to raise. Straight up, you gotta start learning yourself, learning about your health, son. Learning this world we live in, kid, you know what I'm saying? It's time to start changing all that shit, God, word up. So I'ma leave y'all niggas on some shit like that, you know what I mean? Word up, y'all niggas better start using y'all minds and shit, kid. Peace.
Okay. What's the eulogy for today? The eulogy for today is nutrition and accountability. Gaining balance and taking control of your life. Let's talk about it.
Children are out of control because the parents are out of control. The children and the parents both are out of control because they're out of their mind. They're obviously suffering from malnutrition and malnourished. You know, see, some of these different things are the symptoms of poor nutrition. You know, people don't pay attention to the ingredients that are in their food. You know, this box food, this stuff off the shelf, this processed food. They don't know the things that they're putting inside these animals. You know, these steroids, these hormones, these different genetically modified corns that they're feeding all of these animals. You know, how they don't clean these animals, sanitize these animals before they butcher these animals. You know, you are what you eat. If they're feeding the animal shit, then technically you eat shit. Now, a person could say, oh, it don't matter, you know, eat what you want to eat, so forth and so on. Yeah, the choice is yours. Eat what you want to eat. But you won't pay for it down the line. You know, your diet, you know, it's important, you know. You either eat to live or you eat to die, you know. 51% of your meals, at least 51% of your meals, should be organic or raw food. You know, you need to get more alkaline. You know, put more alkaline in your stomach. You know, put more alkaline in your body. Put the right nutrients and the right herbs and the right foods in your body that are going to give the right chemical reaction that's going to allow the body to heal itself. So you don't need to see a doctor. That's the trick. You know, so these people are tricking you. They're tricking you out of your money. You know, it's a service that you're supposedly getting, but you're still sick. Been on blood pressure pills for how long? Had diabetes for how long? Had heart problems for how long? All diseases are curable. There's a cure in nature. But these people give you pills, pharmaceuticals, courtesy of the sorcerer. Pharmacy means sorcerer. And you're popping them. And you wonder why people are dying. I want to say about over 106,000 deaths are related to pharmaceutical prescriptions. And this isn't even including misuse or drug overdose or, you know, anything like that. This is a person really taking this medication, these pills, as prescribed, and that's the numbers. 106,000. Yeah. A year. You know, come on now. The leading cause of death for people is people die from preventable illnesses. These illnesses can be prevented. So it's the ignorance that's killing a person, because the person wants to leave their life in the doctor's hands. They want to leave their life in the minister's hands and the preacher's hands. And, you know, they want to pray about it and say, let go and let God. And, you know, all of these different things. That's not giving you any power. That's actually submitting power. That's actually giving off more power. Your body's already ill, and then you're giving out energy. And I wonder why you don't pull through, why people don't pull through, you know. It's all about knowledge. Of course, you know, we don't all start off on the same levels. You know, we have to learn these things. Knowledge is acquired. But also, the energy flows where your attention goes. Be careful where you place your attention, because your energy will follow. So if you place your attention in, let's say, your diet and being nutritious, proper nutrition, eating healthy, eating right, exercise, meditation, then you will acquire an abundance of knowledge pertaining to these things. Whatever it is you put your mind to that you seek, it will come to you. It just takes work. See, we're in a lazy era. People are programmed. People want to be lazy. The microwave generation. They want to pop it in, boop, hit a button, and it's done instantly. That's not how it works. You know, snap out of that. Come on. You know, you got to put a little bit more effort into yourself. Are you not worth it? You know, I see people detailing their cars, putting a lot of effort into that. I see people, you know, they putting the best gas in their car, but they go and drive that luxury car to a fast food drive-thru. So how do you put nothing but the best in your vehicle and put trash in your body? Come on now. So you're treating something else better than you're treating yourself. But you would get mad at somebody if they did this to you. But you're doing it to yourself unconsciously. You're not conscious of this. Some are conscious of it, but the ignorance supersedes their intelligence and they refuse to accept this. See, acceptance is the most important part of this journey. A lot of people refuse to accept things because they're emotionally attached. You have to let go of those emotional attachments and detach. Yes, true indeed, we are in the physical realm. You must master this. You must deal with this. You must find balance in this. But you must also comprehend and be in touch and in tune with yourself and with the inner, with the spiritual aspects, psychological aspects of things. Not going to go too deep into that. But it's full awareness. You know, a person has to use all eyes, all three eyes, you know, and analyze, you know, anal eyes, Uranus eyes. We're not going to get into that in the mythology of who Uranus is and what that represents. But like I said, everything is all a play on words and a play on mythology. We're living in a spell era. We're living in an era where everything is an illusion, you know. They're not wizards. They're sorcerers, you know. They got people fooled, you know. They got people practicing rituals against themselves. And this is why the masses are in a predicament they're in. This is why they're labeled as being the masses. And they're subject to a master. See, we have to rise above, you know. I know a lot of people say RBG, red, black, and green. That's cool. You know, they say RBG, revolutionary, but gangster. That's cool. You know, but I say RBG, rise and be greater. We have to rise and be greater. Wake up today and aspire to be greater than you were yesterday. And I'm not talking about materialistic gain. I'm not talking about materialistic rewards, satisfaction that comes from different accolades, things that boost and stroke the ego. I'm talking about genuinely working with yourself to better yourself and complete the steps of mastery that's necessary. You know, so let's stop being robots. Let's stop being programmed. You know, let's think for ourselves. Let's really truly be free thinkers. Let's use our own free mind. Let's free our mind, not partially. See, because the chains on the hands, the chains on ankles, chains on the brain. So you got people, they getting their arms free. They think they're free thinking. Or you got two arms free, but your legs still chained up. Or you got your arms and your legs free, but your brain still chained up. Okay, you got a few chains off your brain, but still a few chains that remain on your brain. Are you going to fully unchain, or are you going to stay tapped in? You know, what are we doing here? You know, are we tapping into the matrix to conduct rescue missions, or are we tapping into the matrix to enjoy state, to enjoy the illusions of the matrix? Tap in, rescue who can be rescued, tap out. You know, don't overly apply your emotions to things that are unnecessary. There's a lot of things that people stress out about or get depressed about, and it's totally things that are unnecessary. People, most of stress and depression are revolving around material things, you know, perception, other people's perception of them, peer pressure. People are worried about too much what other people think about them. Don't worry about what other people think about you. You know, the thing is to learn yourself, to know yourself, and to love yourself. A lot of people say they love themselves, but how you love yourself and you're committing acts of suicide against yourself. You're ignorantly living without seeking knowledge. You brush things off and write things off as, oh, that's just propaganda. Oh, that's just conspiracy. They not poisoning the water. It's not nothing in the food. They wouldn't do that. Why would they do that? See, you really don't understand the species that you're dealing with. You don't understand the characteristics of a parasite. See, when you live in a nation that's ran by parasites, you can expect all of the above to occur. And this is what's occurring. This is why cancer is spreading. The soil damaged, nutrients stripped, polluted. They're polluting the air, they're polluting the ground, they're polluting the water. The animals are there butchering and feeding people. They're feeding animals, animals, cows, cows, pigs, pigs, you know, and all types of other slops and mysterious things to make these animals grow very, very big sizes, you know, for more meat. You know, these animals aren't healthy and it's not natural. I mean, red meat itself shouldn't be digested, shouldn't be consumed by humans. The process it takes to break the red meat down, the food will rot in your stomach before you digest it. This is how people end up with worms, and they have so many worms and parasites inside their body because they have this dead organism inside of them. You know, it's like they're turning their body into a swamp. You know, come on, you gotta detox, filter that out, you gotta clean that out. This is your universe, keep your universe clean. Like I was saying, take control, always get a second opinion, another opinion, trust yourself. You know, doctors are totally unnecessary. They're only educated in keeping you in an illusion. Same things they know, you can know. The same books they read, you can read. Only difference is they have a piece of paper. They've been indoctrinated. They paid and acquired debt to be in a position to give you advice about you. These people don't even know you. You're the best person to take care of you. So take care of you. Like I said, write down the ingredients. Look them up. See what the side effects are, what they do. And then take action. Eliminate these certain things from your diet, from your lifestyle. You know, learn what herbs to use, you know, to help you digest your food, to promote healthy digestion. You know, learn, you know, different things that are going to help benefit you and keep longevity. You know, but also through trial and error is necessary because you must find out what exactly works for you. Now, I hear people talk about eating meat and, you know, you can eat meat and, you know, as long as you have healthy bowel movements, this, that, and the third. To an extent, could be true. Should you eat it? No. If you are going to eat it, stay away from the red meat. You know, if you're going to eat the chicken and the turkey and the fish, you know, make sure the chicken, you know, is natural, you know, naturally fed, you know, organically fed, no hormones, no steroids, so forth and so on. You're really going to have to put some effort into finding these different animals that's safe to consume or that you think might be safe to consume. Same for the turkey. For the fish, do not eat farm-raised fish. Wild-caught fish, eat wild-caught. Farm-raised fish, they're feeding it slop, feeding it pig, feeding it other animals, feeding it corn, feeding it all types of things that a fish shouldn't be eating. Don't eat tilapia at all. They're using carbon monoxide to preserve tilapia. And a lot of other red meat, they use carbon monoxide to preserve it. It keeps the meat looking red. And it could actually be molded, it could actually be rotten, but the meat's still going to look red and look fresh. But people have carbon monoxide detectors in their house. This is obviously supposed to be harmful, but they're using it as a preservative for your food, for your meat. So you might want to think about the different ingredients that they're putting in the meat. Maybe a long time ago, with the right herbs and the proper consumption, or knowing how to eat the different meats and the things that they were eating and preparing them right to get a benefit from it, yes. But the society that we live in now, everything is polluted. Yeah, of course, some of it is inevitable. You can't escape it. Yeah, they pollute in the sky, chemtrails. They pollute in the soil, you know, they pollute in the water. Yeah, of course, you know, some way, some form, you know, yeah, you're going to be affected by it. Only thing I can say is minimize your risk, you know. Don't be ignorant. Don't use it as an excuse to keep consuming or keep doing things that are unhealthy for you, you know. But like I said, you know, it's all on your choice. If you're going to do it, you know, kind of learn how to manipulate what it is that you're doing. You know, some people live in certain situations, certain climates and places where, you know, they might have to, you know, eat a meat or something like that, you know, to sustain, because might not be a lot of healthy fruit and vegetation around, so forth and so on. I would still suggest a person in that situation eat more raw fruits than anything else, herbs, superfoods, seeds, nuts, so forth and so on. And like I said, you know, just you know, watch how you consume. You know, don't over consume, you know, and stay away from the red meat. You know, definitely stay away from that. Yes, healthy digestion is part of it. It's good to be able to digest your food, but you don't have a microscope. You can't see what's going on internally. If you notice there are worms inside of meat, there are parasites inside of meat that can't be removed, that can't be cooked out of this meat, what do you think happens when you consume this meat or this animal? So you're constantly going to be detoxing. That's also necessary to detox, you know. A lot of people talk against going vegan or going vegetarian, whatever. A lot of people make excuses to rationalize their madness or their savagery. You know, don't make excuses to justify. If there's something that's not working for you, or didn't work for you, or you don't think it worked for you at the time, or you're not ready to make that move yet, just say it. Or don't say nothing. But don't tell somebody, oh, eat whatever you want to eat, you know. As long as you have a good shit, good, you know what I'm saying? You know, it really don't matter, you know. It's not what you eat, you know. It's the portions you eat it in. And listen, it is what you eat. And it is the portion. It's a lot of factors to factor in. This is why wisdom comes into play. But I mean, why keep gambling when you can prevent it all? But like I said, if you're going to deal with these certain things, learn how to be smarter than what you're dealing with. People got to get a grip, you know. You got to stay in touch with reality. You know, stop living the illusions, you know. Stop being in denial. Stop denying the fact that there's something going on, that there's forces that's controlling, that's pivoting, that's moving things in a certain direction. You know, stop being in denial. Stop being ignorant. You know, stop being sheltered by ignorance. You know, you have to obtain knowledge. If you want to change the world, you have to start by changing yourself. If everybody collectively are fed up and they decide to take action and make a change, then the world will change. But as long as people keep being divided, want to argue and bicker over petty things, and they can't come together with one common cause and one common goal for the betterment of all, they can't become more humane, develop more humanity. You know, if they don't develop a love or some type of concern for the planet and what's going on, you know, it's a problem. You know, how long do people want to live out of nature? How long do you think you'll last going against nature? Natural disasters, different things occur. You know, you're not going to beat nature in the end. And everybody want to pray. Pray the hurricane don't hit. Pray the flood don't hit. Pray this don't happen. Pray that don't happen. Listen, you can beg feverishly all you like, but nature is going to react. It's like the body. The earth is like the body. See, when so many toxins get put into the body is going to use, it's going to let off defense mechanism to fight off these toxins. This is what the earth is doing to people. Either people need to get right and get in tune with nature and help nourish the earth, or they will perish because they are a toxin to the earth. Now, I don't want to go off and, you know, and go too deep, or some people say I go too deep. I say some don't go deep enough, you know, but yeah, we're going to wrap this up. Give you some time to soak and marinate on some of those things that I touched on, you know. I just wanted to give, you know, a roundabout, you know, touch here, touch there on different topics, but all related topics. Be more to come soon, so, you know, stay tuned. Stay bright. Yeah, you know, like I said, you know, stay bright, keep shining, and if you're dull, you might want to brighten up.
Yourself. Get back to that original, primitive, savage, naked self. Brace yourself, recreate yourself, make yourself. For too long you've been taught to hate yourself. Man, don't forsake yourself, reawake yourself. Take yourself much higher. History's not our story, man, the devil is a liar. Listen to nothing the outside world says about you. The world is made to reroute you, distract you, and then doubt you. Most of these rappers about the world, KRS is about you. So remember what I taught you about how to in and the out to. Go inside your inner city, quickly going in you. Have an interview with that energy that's within you. Ask yourself, why you? Why now? Why here? Then it becomes quite clear. You are divine, you should not fear. Bills, you should not fear. Thrills, you should not stare. Focus your attention on G-O-D, which is right here. Back together. Reconnect. Yeah, 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 yeah. Listen, no one's ever gonna tell you that you are divine, cause they ain't reached that mind in all this time. They still are blind. They tell you get in line, follow them and look for signs. Man, that's baby milk. Here's the raw meat, yo, it's cooking time. It's the way in which you look at brain and look at mind. You thinking they the same, but if you look again, you'll find the whole design of nature's really from a gifted mind, a divine mind, outside what we call space and time. This divine mind is what creates brains, hearts, and livers. This divine mind produces butterflies from caterpillars and everything that quivers. Brains don't make brains, the process of birth does. I'm telling you, life is a game with its own mind, its own name, and its own aim. It's simple and plain, divine mind produces all brains. You are a divine mind first, which then produces your brain. Divine intelligence or God, that's from which you came.
Remember yourself. Put yourself back together. Remind yourself.
The word Christ is an African word, K-R-S-T. When the Greeks later on took that up and the Romans they called Christus, it is first appears in African Christ. The concept of the Christ, the eighth form, the seven stages are forms of man, which then becomes a supreme divine form, the Christ. Hence you have Christianity before Christ. The idea, the concept, even the word. then became the three powers on earth that came to worship the divine form. It's all there. It's on the temples of Luxor before the birth of Jesus.
There's going to be points that people are going to mistake my confidence for arrogance. They don't understand the process I went through and how much I had to believe in myself in order to make these things happen. I feel like you can will yourself into a good space. Mm-hmm. Things that are meant to happen will.
Is karma in that we make the causes and the effects that touch us both good and bad. We do it, say. But what does religion do? They got somebody to pass the buck to. It's not your fault.
It's the devil's fault.